It is now 8:30. Good Friday morning. Welcome to the WLBB Community Voice on News Talk 1330, FM 106.3, also streaming live online at newstalk1330.com. And I'm your host this morning. My name is Colin Worthington. Appreciate you tuning in. On this morning's program, we're going to talk about bicycles, Christmas, Marines. Trying to see how diverse I can get with the topics to keep you interested here for the next half hour. We'll show you or tell you how that all ties in during this program this morning. Sitting to my right, Ben Wood. He's with the Carrollton Cycling Club. Is that it?
Yes. And, Carroll County Cycling
Club. Carroll County Cycling Club. Yes. And sitting to my left is Lori Goodine. She is with Toys for Tots. Toys for Tots! It's
Yay!
September! Why are we talking about Toys for Tots already? We'll get into that. I'm sure at somebody's initial thought, they're like, wow, you know, it's still 3 months away for Christmas, but it's not like you just wake up in November and say, all right, let's take care of that this year. It's a year-long thing for you.
Yes.
So let us talk about why we're doing this program this morning. You know, Ben's group is partnering up with Toys for Tots for an event coming up in October, and that's just around the corner. We're going to talk about that and ways you can help with Toys for Tots this year. And we'll talk about the need and, you know, just get you thinking about it. You know, it's best to be talking about it now than think about those families that they're probably already nervous, some of those families, because, you know, they want to do something nice for Christmas for their family, you know, for their kids, and they're not able to. So it's probably weighing heavy on them, but we're going to try and help alleviate a little bit of that stress with the Toys for Tots effort. Again, thank you guys for coming out this morning.
Thanks for having us.
And hopefully get some people to participate in this event and other events that will help Toys for Tots throughout the year. Well, Ben, tell us about yourself here. You haven't been on the program before. We'll get Lori to give us the bio again, too, but you haven't been on the program before. Tell us a little bit about yourself.
Okay, well, I'm a lifelong Carrollton resident. I was born and raised here. I'm professionally a registered nurse. I'm an RN. I work at the Trinket Avis Veterans Village, otherwise known as a VA clinic. Also a Marine veteran, which is where I began my association with the Marine Toys for Tots Foundation. So it's always been a special cause for me. Also an avid road cyclist. So what we're here to talk about is one of the ways that I found that to maybe I could marry two things that I have an affinity for, road cycling and the Marine Toys for Tots Foundation.
Very good. I could have used that as a tease too. You know, nursing. We could have worked that in there this morning. But yeah, it's
yeah.
A lot to talk about in that field right now, right?
Yes, for sure.
All right, Lori Goodine with Toys for Tots. Tell us a little bit about yourself, Lori. A Pittsburgh native.
Yes. Well, actually, I'm a Butler County native, but
Pennsylvania,
Western Pennsylvania native, black and gold all the way. I'm the health system librarian at Tanner, but Tanner does not, you know, is not affiliated with Toys for Tots, though they do help us. And also, this is my ready for the role. Fifth year.
Fifth. I was thinking three, but wow, yeah.
Doing Toys for Tots. So, yes, and I also got background checks, so yes, I am safe. so we're looking forward to another COVID year. Mm. So, yeah, it's going to be interesting.
And again, I did mention that, you know, it is September, but we're already talking about, we're going to get people thinking about Christmas. It's still several months away. When do you get started for, you know, each and every year? Is it the day after Christmas that you're already preparing for the coming year?
Well, I take a break because we have the after action report. That's how the numbers get put on our website in January. And then I try to give my volunteers who have worked tirelessly for anywhere from 4 to 6 months, I try to give them a break. And so we usually start around March, April, somewhere in there. And we start, you know, looking for, you know, ideas and you know, what we want to do differently, what we liked about last year. And so that's, you know, that's how we do that. So it just doesn't start on October 1st.
Well, what did we like about last year?
We liked the fact that we distributed almost one toy per child more than we did last year. Mm. So a shout out to the residents of Carroll County and Randolph, Alabama, too. We got some donations from there as well. And we also did it very safely. We had a, you know, drive up, and it worked very well. So, and also, we're doing that this year. So that'll
I was gonna
be
say,
cool.
you're probably doing it this year. At the same location. I know there was you and I had talked a couple times last year about the location you were going to do it, and you'll be doing it at the same location?
Yes, we will still be at the Carroll County Rec Center. Okay. And just want to give the shout out to Michelle Morgan. She really helped me out again this year.
Well, as far as the need last year and then the potential need this year, I mean, can you compare the need? Is it going to be similar? Or is it going to be even more?
It's kind of hard to predict, but I'm expecting it to be more. Mm. So we also, with the online, we've kind of eliminated some of the, a lot of the last minute folks. We've kind of eliminated that, and because it's hard to vet them out. And so we, and so it looks like we served less children, but I think we served those that really needed, you know, because they really sat in that car line.
The people who would benefit from Toys for Tots, are they already registering online? Are they able to do that right now?
Not until October 1st.
Okay. Well, and that's just around the corner.
Right.
And how will they go about doing that?
They can go to our website at west-ga.toys4, and that's F-O-R, tots.org.
Perhaps you can remind me. I'll remember October 1st. I mean, I'll put that in the newscast or something to let people know that's the opportunity. Because I would hate to hear, you know, you're saying you don't want to wait till the last second groups. They may not be able to participate. So I want to make sure that people who do need that register to make that happen. Well, let's talk about how you guys are partnering up. There's a cycling event, and that's coming up in Carrollton in October.
That's correct, Colin. It's going to be actually 3 weeks from tomorrow, which is going to be Saturday, October the 2nd. We're going to be set up over at Maple Crossing in the general vicinity of City Station and West Georgia Cycling.
How many participants do we expect? And how do you get proceeds in this kind of event? How do you raise money for Toys for Tots doing this?
Well, there's a couple of ways. You know, our objective has been to try to obtain local sponsorship to offset the cost of putting on the event, so that everything that we take in via registration goes directly into the coffers of Toys for Tots. And we've had some really good sponsorship participation. We've been blessed with that. Certainly we could use more. And at the conclusion of our interview, we'll try to give some information if any potential sponsors are out there, mm-hmm. who may want to work with us. We'd love to have their participation. But for those who want to register, we have an online sign-up process. And that can be accessed through our website. And let me say the name of our event. I should have said that initially, but the name of our event is the Semper Fi Century. Of course, Semper Fi, it's Toys for Tots, sort of a marine theme. Semper Fi, Semper Fidelis, of course, you know, is synonymous with the Marine Corps. So folks can go to www.semperficentury.com. And there's a lot of information they can find there regarding what all the routes consist of, how to register, how to donate locally to Lori's organization, and how to help us as a sponsor if they want.
Now, this is not a short ride. There aren't options for a ride around the block in this.
Well, it depends on how you define short. You know, we do have three distinct ride options. There's a 36-mile option, which really, when you think about it, you know, if you think locally about the Greenbelt, you know, like we were talking earlier, I think the main loop of the Greenbelt is approximately 16.2 miles, something like that. If you do the little loops, it's about 18 miles. Mm-hmm. So, you know, our 36-mile route is roughly equivalent to two trips around the Greenbelt. If you're a little bit more ambitious, we got something for you. We have a 64-mile route that includes about 30, 700 feet, I think, of vertical elevation. And if you're even more ambitious than that, we have a 102-mile route that includes about 6,100 feet of vertical elevation. So our routes are challenging but not punishing, I would say.
Now, are these routes you typically take on your own, or the cycling club does?
Yeah, I mean, you know, a lot of these routes we ride bits and pieces here and there. You know, some of them are kind of pieced together for the purposes of, you know, these distances. Mm-hmm. You know, during the week, you know, we'll typically have two or three group rides throughout the course of the week. And generally, they'll vary anywhere from, you know, 25 to 40 to 50 miles, depending on how much daylight you have. Mm-hmm. So, you know, these routes are sort of a little bit of this and that, a little from here, a little from there, and, you know, to come up with the distances that we were looking for.
102 miles, I mean, if you picture that, you know, just laid out, I mean, you're going past Atlanta from here. So what are you repeating some of the path?
You know, not really. It's, you know, one of the things about our area, and honestly, the West Georgia area, to me, when it comes to road cycling, is one of the best kept secrets in the region. You know, we have a lot of great rural roads. You know, oftentimes when you're out there riding, you're more likely to see more cows than you are cars, mm-hmm. which is really nice. I mean, from a safety standpoint, you know, I'm fond of saying that one of my favorite ways to see the world is on two wheels on a bicycle. And, you know, in Carrollton there, you know, we have some beautiful terrain, rolling hills, just beautiful, beautiful scenery. And with our route, you're probably not going to see the same thing twice on most of the routes. In fact, I think one of our routes even briefly crosses over into Cleburne County, Alabama. So, you know, it's kind of far-reaching, you know, the routes are.
Before we do head on to our break here, how many people are in the Carrollton or Carroll County Cycling Club? Is it a big participation?
I would say there's probably about 50 or so, you know, I would say devoted riders. Now we don't all ride together at the same time. Mm-hmm. You know, there may be groups here and there.
That's part of the fun, I mean, is doing it with the group rather than being by yourself, right?
Absolutely. You know, riding in a group is fun and you know, safer. Mm-hmm. It's safer than being out there by yourself. But the camaraderie, you know, riding in a group is just really enjoyable.
Very good. Well, this morning we are talking about an event to benefit Toys for Tots, which is coming up on Saturday, October the 2nd. It's a benefit cycling event. It'll be start at the Maple Crossing City Station, West Georgia Cycling. Again, Saturday, October 2nd at 8 o'clock a.m. To get more information or to register online, what is that website?
www.SemperFiCentury.com.
All right. We'll tell you, if you're interested in being a sponsor, we'll talk about that as well in the program. Right now, we'll take our first break. It is 8:43. Community Voice, brought to you by Tanner Health System, Oak Mountain Academy, on News Talk 1330 FM 106.3.
Health is a journey. It's making better choices, even when it's not easy. It's taking care of yourself and the people you love. At Tanner Health System, we're there for you with every step, with primary care, heart care, cancer care, women's care, orthopedics, surgical services, and so much more. We're dedicated to helping you live and feel your best. So let's get on that journey to health. You've got places to be for many years to come. Find us at Tanner.org.
At Oak Mountain Academy, our academic excellence shines through innovation and a personalized educational experience. Our pre-K 3 through 12th grade environment offers a family-oriented atmosphere. We are an independent school with faith-based values and an academy honor code. Our academic standards prepare our students for college and beyond. I'm Patrick Duran, headmaster, inviting you to visit us on the mountain or at oakmountain.us. Come see how our warriors are creating legacies.
We'll be right back. 8:45, welcome back to the WLBB Community Voice here on News Talk 1330 FM 106.3. This is the Friday program. A lot of things going on in West Georgia this weekend. Hope you get a chance to experience some of those. You got Waco Fest a little further down the road west of us, and of course Villarica's Gold Rush. That's happening all day tomorrow. They have a concert in Villarica this evening as well. There's an Eagles tribute band, so perhaps you'll check that out. And of course, there are several 9/11 remembrance events going on. And this morning at the Carroll County Veterans Memorial Park, I believe they have a 9/11 ceremony, and I believe that starts at 9:30. If you do miss that this morning, Joel Brock will be out there, and he'll record that, and we'll put it up on the News Talk 1330 Facebook page later on today, so you'll get to see that as well. But right now we're talking with Lori Goodine. She's with Toys for Tots, and Ben Wood with the Carroll County Cycling Club, and they're partnering up to benefit Toys for Tots later on this year. And the need, as always, it's great in our community, and it's a great thing when you participate. I know Granite Communications participates every year. We try to do a couple of live remotes to encourage everybody to come out and make donations, and I assume we'll be doing that this year as well. Again, talking with Ben Wood and Lori Goodine. I want to hear more about the cycling club. You know, I probably haven't ridden a bike maybe about 2 years, but I bought one for my son probably about 7 years ago, and it's a Mongoose, and it's got these giant tires on it. I mean, you can go up a hill and no problem. I mean, it's really no effort ride that as well. But the cycling club, do we see the guys and gals just riding old school 10 speeds? Because, well, I mean, bikes, new bikes nowadays are pretty expensive.
Yeah, and they're hard to find, I mean, due to the global supply chain issues. But, cycling is really varied. My preferred discipline is road cycling. But you have gravel cycling. And there's bikes specifically equipped to ride on gravel surfaces. There's mountain biking, of course. Mm-hmm. There's trail riding. There's cyclocross. So, there's just so many different types of cycling. Typically, if you took the Mongoose on the road and tried to ride 102 miles, that probably wouldn't be a real comfortable ride. Mm-hmm. So you probably would need a little different equipment to do that. But nevertheless, if you on any given day on the Greenbelt, you'll see people ride around the Greenbelt on all different types of bikes, and it's all great activity. Nevertheless, cycling is a wonderful physical activity that's easy on the joints. It's a great cardiovascular exercise. And we'd love to see our cycling community grow.
But you mentioned Carroll County, Carrollton. I believe there might be signs, a designation for Carrollton as a biker-friendly community, bicycle-friendly community anyway. Is that just associated with the Greenbelt, or do you think the community as a whole, I mean, out in town, just riding around?
I think the organizations that, that do those ratings look at the area as a whole. Mm-hmm. Certainly the Greenbelt is a wonderful asset, to have, and is certainly bike-friendly. And, of course, being a closed loop, it's much different than being out, on the roads. But, if you're ever out in some of the rural areas of the county, you may see markings on the road, basically to indicate that it's a bicycle, path, to where you may see cyclists. So, there's actually a number of those in the areas that we ride.
When you're riding around, you do occasionally encounter traffic. I mean, everybody seems friendly and accepting to bikes. So you come across people who are in a hurry sometimes and not as tolerant.
Yeah, for the most part, I think that most folks in our community are pretty respectful. You do have that element that, that's not so much, but I don't think that's unique to our area. Mm-hmm. I think you'll find those kind of people anywhere you go.
Before I get back to Lori here, if somebody wanted to be part of the Carroll County Cycling Club, how do they participate in that?
Really, we're just kind of a really an informal. There's no formal membership process. We have a Facebook group, which is probably the best way to learn more and get plugged in with us. But if you go to Facebook and search for Carroll County Cycling Club, join us there. And, we generally post information about group rides and events and, you know, happenings and things like that. And, you know, maybe at some point we'll become a little more formal, a little more organized, but, you know, we're just trying to grow the, like I say, grow the cycling community.
Now, we do think about the Marines being associated with Toys for Tots every year. Are there any other local groups that try to do anything similar to this as an effort to help Toys for Tots, or can they do that, and how would they go about it?
If they would like to do an event similar to this, is all they need to do is go to our Facebook page, our Facebook page, or go to our website at west-ga.toysfortots.org, and there's contact information, and they can contact me. Email is the best because Toys for Tots is my hobby.
Yes, it's an extensive hobby.
Yes.
Are there any kind of events like this that might be better, I mean, that you've seen over the past that are pretty good as far as raising money and benefiting Toys for Tots?
Mainly our
bake
big
sales.
No, bake sale. But hey, you can do bake sales if your local group wants to do a bake sale and the money, and then you can forward a check to us. We also are in the plannings, so we're not sure whether we're going to do it or Southwire, but we will have a toy drive this year. It will still happen. We just have to figure out the logistics.
Very good. Well, this morning's program, again, we're primarily trying to focus on promoting a benefit cycling event, which is coming up in Carrollton. It'll be at the Maple Crossing, Saturday, October the 2nd, 8 o'clock in the morning. And again, all proceeds go to the local branch of the Marine Toys for Tots Foundation. That covers Carroll County and Randolph County. It's an option of three ride or route options, 36 miles, 64 miles, or 102 miles. And apparently people do 102 miles. There'll be rest stops approximately every 20 miles, drinks, snacks, etc. You get a t-shirt when you register, light lunch. A snowball is included with your registration fee, and there'll be entertainment on site as well. We're going to talk more about that event and Toys for Tots and the Carroll County Cycling Club as we come back in the final segment of this morning's Community Voice here on News Talk 1330. Time right now is 8:52.
Health is a journey. It's making better choices, even when it's not easy. It's taking care of yourself and the people you love. At Tanner Health System, we're there for you with every step, with primary care, heart care, cancer care, women's care, orthopedics, surgical services, and so much more. We're dedicated to helping you live and feel your best. So let's get on that journey to health. You've got places to be for many years to come. Find us at Tanner.org.
As a graduate of Oak Mountain Academy, I've found that my experience on the mountain prepared me beyond all expectations. As a junior at Auburn University, I approached my studies with great confidence thanks to what I learned at OMA. When I think back on my time on the mountain, I think of my teachers. Their genuine love and concern for me as a student was always evident. And now, as an adult, I still foster those relationships. I'm Carly Robinson, an Oak Mountain Academy alum. Visit oakmountain.us to see how you can offer your child an amazing opportunity to be a warrior.
Hey, 53, welcome back to the WLBB Community Voice, News Talk 1330 FM 106.3. Wrapping up this morning's program, we're speaking with Lori Goodine with Toys for Tots and Ben Wood with the Carroll County Cycling Club, and they're partnering together here to benefit a cycling event coming up in Carrollton first weekend in October, October the 2nd, and hoping to raise some money to be able to the proceeds to benefit Toys for Tots. And the campaign for Toys for Tots is just around the corner, and I believe October 1st is when those in need can start applying for that, and you can do that via the website, and there'll be other opportunities as well. And I hope that I remember to say it on the news to remind you to do that October 1st, but if not, maybe, you know, Lori will send me a note or something to remind me, because I'll gladly get that out on the radio and get everybody to participate who can. What are the qualifications to be an applicant for Toys for Tots?
That you are in need. Mm-hmm. We do not have a restriction on income.
No criteria on anything.
Yes.
How about number of kids in a family? I mean, if I've got five kids and they're all under the age of 18.
Yes, under the age of 18.
I don't have five kids, by the way, but yeah.
That you know.
And then also if you have a child of a special needs, we have some information on our website. what, you know, if you have, and even if they are an adult, but they think, you know, like their cognitive sure. ability is less than that, please contact us. We can help you with that as well.
I know every year it seems like there is a group of kids that kind of I don't want to say they get the short stick, the short end of it, but maybe there's a small group, an age group that gets less donations than the rest of the kids, right?
Yes, there is. There's a usually we kind of have to scrape around with the donations. With the ones that for the older kids, like from, you know, I'd say like 12 and up. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, if you think about, you know, what does your child, your teenager like? And that's usually a good, you know, stick to, you know, use as a like, hey, that toy looks good or mm-hmm. that gift looks good.
And that's those financial donations, that's when those are really important, because you guys yes. are able to go out and buy those and meet the needs of those toys that maybe haven't been donated that you see
yes.
ahead of time.
And we're getting a lot of those as well. I even have someone who's and I'm so thankful for this anonymous donor, but they're donating once a month.
Aww. Very nice. If somebody else wants to be an anonymous donor, how can they do that?
They can go to our website at west-ga.toysfortots.org and click on Donate Locally.
And one more time, let's give a big shout out to this event and encourage people to participate. You probably should be a cyclist. You should at least know how to ride a bike if you're going to participate in this, unless you want to come out and volunteer, which is always an option. Again, it's a benefit cycling event in Carrollton. It'll be at Maple Crossing City Station in West Georgia Cycling. It'll be Saturday, October 2nd at 8 o'clock in the morning. All proceeds will go to the local branch of the Marine Toy for Tots Foundation. That's Carroll County and for Randolph County, Abilama. Three ride options, and rest stops are in there as well. And plus, you know, just good to hang out with people and enjoy a ride. Hopefully the weather's nice. Sponsors, how are you still looking for some sponsors for this event?
We're always looking for sponsors. You know, that just allows us, you know, to put more in the kitty for Toys for Tots. So if anybody's interested in sponsorship opportunities, they can go to our website. Again, that website is www.SemperFiCentury.com, and there's a couple of ways that you can get involved. If you want to be a sponsor, if you have a local business, want to partner with us and be a sponsor, you can scroll down to the bottom of the page. Go to the Our Sponsors page of our website. Scroll to the bottom of the page, and there will be sponsorship information. And conversely, if you just want to donate locally, if you don't want to sponsor as a business, if you don't plan in riding in our event, but you want to support the Toys for Tots Foundation, we also have a link on our website. If you go to the same page, the Our Sponsors page, at the top of the page, there's a button that just says Donate. And if you click on that button, it will link to Lori's site, the Donate Local page of the Marine Toys for Tots Foundation website.
Well, good luck with that event.
Thank you.
And Lori, good luck with Toys for Tots this year. I'm sure we'll be talking, we'll be seeing a lot more Toys for Tots over the coming weeks, and we'll be talking
yes.
a lot about it. Appreciate you listening to our program this morning here on News Talk 1330 FM 106.3. Remember, a lot of good events, a lot of fun events going on this weekend. Hope you get to participate in there, and most of all, be safe. Have a great weekend, everybody. Community Voice brought to you by Tanner Health System, Oak Mountain Academy on News Talk 1330 FM 106.3.